From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman.
Check 1, 2. Check, check.
And with me is Maura Thomas. No one ever says check 1, 2, though. What I'm trying to say is to get people to say what they didn't have for lunch because they're too busy to eat lunch. What did you not have for lunch today?
Oh, seriously? You're asking me if I was too busy to eat lunch? Me?
Were you?
Me? Of course not.
Oh, good. Maura Thomas does take her lunch. In some ways, she sort of made that her career. She's the founder of RegainYourTime.com. And when I read an article that she wrote in the Harvard Business Review, I thought, well, she could help me with a problem that I know a lot of other people face. Late night email.
There are two reasons usually that people are checking their email after hours. It's either ambition or it's a lack of attention management.
I'll let you decide which one you are, but I bet you know what I'm talking about because either you're getting those emails from your boss or you're the one that's writing them and maybe in the process tormenting your colleagues. Well, Maura Thomas says it doesn't need to be like this.
So on the ambition side, I think a lot of people figure if the boss is working, I'm going to be working. Even if he says or she says that she doesn't expect a response.
Really, they are expecting a response.
Well, they could be. They could be secretly hoping for a response, saying, I don't really expect you to answer, but thinking in their head, it would be so great if you just answered.
But in defense of your boss, maybe their intentions are in the right place. I mean, it's never my intent to torment my team when I send them an email after hours. Honest. Because I just think sometimes you send out the note because it really is. I'm going to forget about this. I want to just get it out right now. No, I don't need you to respond right away, but I want to make sure that it's out there so we can address it at a later time.
Yes, but if that's the case, then there are so many tools now. You can let technology handle that for you. Just either put it in your draft folder and send it during business hours, or program if you're using Outlook, where there are lots of tools that technology that allows you to set a time for the message to send. So that's a way to avoid creating that sort of nonstop culture that could become a problem.
But company culture isn't always the problem. Sometimes it's something much smaller. It has to do with you and maybe your own ADD.
The other thing is, like I said, that lack of attention management. People are distracted at work all day long. And when you get home, it's difficult to shut that off. You're so used to the constant distraction that in the absence of the constant distraction, you find yourself bored and you seek out the distraction. So you're sitting in front of the television trying to have some downtime and you've got your phone in your hand and you're just sort of idly tapping the icons. And before you know it, your email is downloading and there's this email from your boss and now your head is in work and you didn't really mean to work. You just found yourself working by accident.
Are there any particular methods, steps people can take, like real concrete things that people can do to try and limit the late night emails?
I would say practice being undistracted at work. And so one thing that people can do is set a timer where they do only one thing at a time in an undistracted way. So closing out email, putting the phone on do not disturb, closing the office door if they have one. If they don't have one, maybe just putting on some headphones or putting on some white noise. And just do one thing until it's done where you feel comfortable again being undistracted. Everybody tells me that their attention span is getting shorter and shorter because of all of the distractions. So you can work to build that up again.
So I just think sometimes you do need to actually work a lot of hours. I mean, I can think during the financial crisis, for example, there were emails that I was getting at Sunday night on a pretty regular basis at 11 o'clock at night. You kind of had to be there.
Absolutely. I think working long hours in high-pressure times or important situations, that's the sign of a high performer. But never disconnecting is the sign of a workaholic, and there's a difference.
What exactly is that difference?
The difference is that you never disconnect, and it's not that necessarily something crazy is going on at work. It's just that you're so used to it, and you're never taking that opportunity to rejuvenate and recharge and refresh that will give you a fresh perspective at work and will give you some creative insight and all of the things that your company probably hired you for to begin with. All of those things are depletable resources. If you don't take time to step away and recharge those things, then you're just sort of running on empty all the time.
How do you respond if you're an employee and your boss is just somebody who does this all the time, I mean, what do you do when you're on the receiving end of it?
So I think it's really important to just have a conversation with your boss. And I think just it's really important, again, for leaders to be consistent. So if they're saying that they want people to, you know, recharge and step away from work, but the people who are getting the promotions or getting the praise in the meetings are the ones who are responding at all hours, then, you know, you're not consistent and you're giving a different message than the one that perhaps you intended. And, you know, one tiny little change even that bosses can make is to start your email with good morning. So that even if the person does receive it, they get the message that that an answer isn't required.
That a good morning means you may be reading this at 11 o'clock at night, but it's actually meant for the next morning.
Exactly.
What are some solutions that companies are trying out to limit people's late night emailing habits?
That's such a great question. And there's a whole range of companies making the valuing of people's downtime a core principle at their organization. So on kind of the low end of the scale, there's a company in Philadelphia called Vynamic, and they have a policy that they call Z-mail, like Z-mail, like sleeping. And their policy is that they do not send emails from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. during the week and all day on weekends. It doesn't mean it's a work stoppage. In fact, the CEO, Dan, was sort of emphatic telling me, I'm not going to impose a work schedule on people if they want to work at night because, you know, they took off in the afternoon to see their kid's soccer game or whatever. That's cool with me. I just don't want them imposing their work schedule on other people. And then all the way to the what I would call kind of a radical end of the scale, Huffington Post just took on a policy that said that if you go on vacation, you have the option to have all of your email messages deleted while you're gone. The people who send you a message can get a response that says, thank you for your message. I'm on vacation and your message has been deleted. Please contact so-and-so in my absence or resend your message after X time when I'll be back. So it's one thing to leave on vacation and say, I won't check my email. I won't check my email. I'm afraid of what's going to happen while I'm gone, but I just won't do it. And it's another to leave and say, well, I'm not going to get anything while I'm gone. It's going to be handled. It's going to be covered. So I'm good.
You know, I'm listening to you talk and, you know, I've spent pretty much my entire career in the news business, which there really is no time off because there can always be something that happens at odd times. So I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm also kind of feeling like it's a little bit of wishful thinking for some careers like this one.
I mean, it can be unless, you know, I mean, even in the news business, I guess it depends on your role and your kind of your desire, right? There are things that are going to happen all the time. Do you want to be a part of every single thing that happens or do you, you know, want to get away sometimes?
Well, Maura, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Maura Thomas is a speaker and a trainer on productivity. She's also the founder of RegainYourTime.com. You can follow her on Twitter at MNThomas. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at MoneyTalking. And tell us the ways that you cut unnecessary email from your life. Send us a tweet, or even better, record a voice memo and then send it to us. Our email is moneytalking@wnyc.org. Our team includes Julia Longoria, Merritt Jacob, and me, Charlie Herman. Thanks so much for listening. This is Money Talking from WNYC.